Philippine troops today clashed with a top Muslim militant commander and dozens of fighters suspected of trying to seize a key, predominantly Christian southern city. In a daring attack yesterday on the southern city Isabela, the militants opened fire following bomb attacks at a sports center, the residence of a local judge, and the back of a Roman Catholic cathedral. 13 people were killed. Melo Acuna is the managing editor of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines News Service. He said that the separatists had previously attempted to exploit Christians for money.
What we know at the moment is there is an Abu Sayyaf group in southern Philippines. And this group has been tagged for a series of violent incidents over the past years. I wouldn't say this is a hate campaign against Christians, but some of them are just out for money. Several months ago, Bishop Umawad received a letter from certain parties claiming the right to exact taxation from non-Muslims in the area. And that simply means Christians and Catholics will have to pay taxes for them to be allowed to stay in Basilan. But local government officials said it is against the law. However, Bishop Umawad is so worried because the cathedral has suffered enormously in yesterday's bombing attack in Isabela. This is the first time that the Abu Sayyaf made their presence felt at the heart of the city.